You were keen on the government cutting fuel duty or scrapping the fuel duty increase, and you've got what you wanted. Are you pleased?
Well, I think this is really fantastic news for the hard-working classes of modern Britain. For so many who live in Dover and Deal and across the whole of Kent, fuel and the cost of driving and motoring is a major cost. It's at least the second largest cost. So this is a really positive step.
Is there an issue for you about the fact that the Treasury might have to look elsewhere to raise the money it would have done from fuel duty?
Well, what seems to have happened is the Chancellor looked very carefully at it, decided that he had the headroom in the finances, public finances, and has agreed to freeze fuel duty. But in any event, the case that I've been making to him is that it is self-funding, that freezing duty pays for itself because it drives economic activity, it creates jobs, and you raise more money in income taxes than it costs in the duty foregone.
And we've recently seen in recent weeks the price of fuel going up, haven't we? So I'm guessing that must be good news for, as far as you're concerned, in relation to the decision today.
Well, drivers in Dover and Deal tell me that they've watched the dials at the pumps whizzing round ever faster with increasing alarm. And this is going to be very good news for them, that the duty has been frozen. But also, we've all seen evidence of a situation where the oil price falls and that the fall is not passed on at the forecourt. People say that prices rise like a rocket but fall like a feather when the oil price fluctuates. That's why the Fair Fuel group of MPs has been making the case for there to be a pump watch, an independent watchdog that will bear down on this kind of predatory pricing.